Then there was a new principal moved to Randall, who's there now. And Cheryl, when she moved the new principal there, is when they told the two of us, you need to do a strategic planning process. Because prior to me coming, they had parent groups kind of harassing superintendent a lot about not liking how the two schools meshed together. So they wanted us to really work on the one school, two campuses premise and use this strategic planning process to do it. And so that was when I started building a relationship with the professional development, staff and organizational development person, Kathy Carol Bruce. And so that fall, we put together this whole two-day visioning retreat with parents, community, staff. We did a needs assessment. We did a lot of things that you would do to go school-wide Title I. You know, there's strategic planning, there's school-wide Title I, they're very similar processes. And coincidentally, it ended up that the Comprehensive School Reform process is pretty much along that same line of the Title I school-wide. That strategic planning process that we were going through in the needs assessment came up with the six areas that we needed to address, according to the parents and the teachers. What I was trying to do was to satisfy some of what we could, you know, of all the needs that you've generated, what can we actually do about it? And then I had them kind of rank order. Well, what's the most important thing here? What's the most important thing here? And out of the six categories, like five of them, they said class size. What's the most important thing related to communication, related to resources, related to curricula? It was all about class size.